With the 34th pick in the 2018 WNBA draft, the New York Liberty select Princeton Tiger Leslie Robinson. I'm on the phone now with coach of the Princeton Tigers. Leslie's coached for 4 years now, Courtney Banghart. Courtney, thanks for being on with me today.
I'm so thrilled.
So where were you when the news happened, and what was your reaction?
You know, I was sitting on my couch, and we've kind of, with the success we've had as a program, we've had to have this unwritten tradition where the team will watch the draft together, you know, with back when Blake Dietrich in 2015 signed a training camp contract, and as did Annie Taraction after 2016, and so you never really know if your name might land, and I was on my couch, and those teams together, and what a special moment for our program.
Now, obviously, my next question was going to be, have you talked to her? What was Leslie's reaction?
You know, Leslie, anyone who's seen her play knows that girl wears her heart on her sleeve, yeah. and her authentic self is what makes her so special. And I called her right away, and she was just doubled over in emotion. I mean, she was a crying mess in pride and excitement and just so grateful for me and for everybody else in her life. And I said, you know, this is one of those things, Les, that you did all on your own, and really cool moment for her.
Now, did you ever think of her coming into the program as a freshman? Did you ever think this would be an end this way?
You know, I have to say, not really. I think, you know, you come to Princeton for a lot of reasons, and one of them is that you want to be pushed. And I will say that Leslie really trusted me and the process from the very first moment. Ironically, similar to Blake Dietrich, who ended up being the only second player in Ivy history to actually land on a WNBA roster on opening day. Mm-hmm. You know, those people didn't start until their junior year. So Leslie just dove into the process of like, okay, I got to understand college basketball. I've got to get myself physically in the right place and mentally in the right place, and here I go. And her development as a player and as a leader was deserved. She deserved this great honor.
Now, speaking of her development, what do you think has been the best development, the biggest development in her game from freshman year to senior year?
I think probably for the physicality of it, you know, she had to get herself in sort of the shape of her life. I liken Leslie to Draymond Green, you know, of the Golden State Warriors, and in which way she doesn't really do anything elite, but she does everything, and she allows other people to be elite. And I think that is so Draymond, and he's surrounded by stars. And when I was talking to WNBA coaches about Bella and Blake and now Leslie, you know, all in the same phone call, I was saying it depends on what you need, but on a team of stars, Leslie's perfect. Because she'll be able to get them the ball where they need it, and she can do a little bit of everything, pass, dribble, shoot, handle. And so, you know, I think that's what makes her unique, is she's a really versatile player, and she's hard to guard in that way.
I'm looking up the New York Liberty lineup here, and now Leslie's got like the guard-forward sort of player, and, you know, there's not a lot of forwards on this roster. How do you think she's going to fit in here on this team?
You know, now, so you can invite 15 to training camp. Only 12 will make the team. So, you know, you're fighting pretty hard for those final spots. And so three people of that 15 training camp won't make it. And so, you know, part of it comes down with you have a mentality of a pro. She's been staying. She's been in our workouts, our postseason workouts. I think she's really playing with confidence. And that's how you have to approach it, is that it's not, you're not a freshman again trying to find your way. It's, you're a pro. And we'll spend the next couple weeks ensuring that mentally she understands that, you know, you're all coming to a training camp because you're good. But, you know, she's, ironically, she got in her draft class is Mercedes Russell, the center out of Tennessee. And Mercedes and her played AAU basketball together out of Oregon. I mean, when they were both in high school. So they've known each other a long time, and it's really cool that they get to enjoy this journey together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
So yeah.
When I look at the lineup, I see players like Tina Charles, who's a stud, Bria Hartley, Epiphany Prince. And like you said, you know, she is the ball distributor, Leslie
yes.
Robinson. So I think she's going to fit in real nice in that lineup. And Siobhante Ellis.
I hope so. Yeah, she's going to have to be able to guard her position. You know, she's going to have to be able to rebound her position. But, you know, it's sort of like Draymond. I think people were surprised about his success because of, you know, when you draft him, you're saying, well, what does he bring?
Mm-hmm.
And what he brings is a little bit everything. So we just have to hope that Leslie's able to guard her position, that's critical, and that she fits in, that she plays with confidence enough to let the stars play to their strengths. I mean, it's basically, I think there's, what, four or five guys from UConn who are used to having the ball in their hands.
Yeah.
So Leslie's got to get it to the right spot at the right time, which she's very good at.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know that. Now, you touched on it a little bit. So what is your role in this process? Because I imagine, like, going out for a job, I'm sure you were contacted as, like, a reference point for Leslie. What was your role in this whole thing?
You know, my role honestly begins the minute they commit to Princeton, and it's to continue to push them and also to infuse them with the confidence that we're here for them. And that will just continue, you know, is that I'll continue to push her to expand her horizon into being a pro, but yet I'll always be, you know, her support base from behind. And so that role will just continue. And so what I did was I talked to the WNBA coaches. I sort of reached out to all the head coaches, and which is typical when you have a player like Bella, and when you have you're kind of making sure they're ready to make sure they see her play live. And then you're also talking about Blake. This is right before she got picked up by, you know, Blake is signed with Atlanta, the Atlanta Dream. So you're making sure that they understand the year she's having overseas. And then you're also calling about Leslie. So, you know, there were three very different players, and I made sure that the coaches knew that. You're not, at that point, this is pro ball. You're not selling your kid. You're instead making sure that they understand the type of player that they are and the type of teammate they are. So my role really is just going to be to be Leslie's continue to push her, but to be the support base that she needs to know that she's got what it takes.
Now, was the Liberty the only team that was interested, or was it just all of them had just?
You know, they don't show their cards that well, because it depends on what happens up the draft board.
Right.
Right. So, you know, they don't, none of them, you know, it's funny, you'd think I would have told Craig, or, you know, he texted me right away, Leslie's dad, and was like, did you know? And it's like, well, not really. I knew that in looking at the roster and in talking to Katie, that there was a distribution element that they needed. But, you know, it depends on what happens up the draft board. So unless you're a lottery pick, it really comes down to what that team needs based on what other pieces they have. So, it was not a sure thing, and couldn't be happier that she would.
I couldn't help but just notice that you called Katie Smith by her first name. Do you have a personal relationship with her?
We played at Ohio State twice, and then that 2016 year, once we played actually Ohio State, and then our tournament draw was we played West Virginia at Ohio State. And she's an Ohio State native, and obviously means a lot to that university, and she happened to be in town. And honestly, it's a small world in basketball at this level. So, you know, with the fact that she was an assistant in New York and took Annie, so Annie signed a training camp contract, Annie Traction, class 2016, she signed a training camp contract with New York Liberty as well. So it's a small world. There's only 12 programs. Yeah. So you know all the head coaches pretty well when you have a program that's going to have, we've had three kids and since 2015 that have worn WNBA gear. So I would put that against a lot of programs in the country. So I've had a lot more interaction with the WNBA coaches probably than is typical for an Ivy League coach.
Yeah, I mean, you have a pretty high success rate, I would say. You know, this is a new era, I guess, of Princeton basketball that you have brought to this team. I guess, what is the impact that on her teammates, Leslie's teammates, that she left behind? More exposure, obviously, but what else?
I think, you know, what I've noticed with her gone now, or she's still at workouts, but what I've noticed with the juniors is that she's infused the love for the game, and she's infused the power of leadership. Mm. And leadership is such a cliche word; it's a hot word, but Leslie embodies it. And so she has infused that success comes to those. You know, it's that quote: "Great teammates make for great teams." And I think people who are a part of our team this year witnessed that we were great because Leslie was a great teammate. And so I think I think everyone who played this year, everyone who's underneath her, has picked up a piece of her. I think she wasn't just a great leader. She left a piece of herself in us and in the program. And, you know, you can count on one hand, no matter how long you coach, the kids that can do that. And, you know, that's what I mean. I always say, I texted Craig after Leslie got selected, and I said, I texted Leslie's mom, and I said, you know, sometimes the world just gets it right, you know, and this is a great example of Leslie. You know, sometimes the world doesn't, but in this case, the world got it right by giving Leslie the first ever Princeton draft pick.
It's cool. Now, her dad, Craig Robinson, for those of people that are not familiar with Princeton, he's going to have her pretty much under his wing. He's the vice president of player development and G League operations for the Knicks. I mean, that's got to be kind of cool working so close to your dad now.
I mean, how things work out, right? Because he was doing the same role with the Milwaukee Bucks 2 years ago. And so the fact that her senior year he was living here, and that the fact that now she's with New York, should she make the team, of course. But regardless, I think people on the outside think, oh, right, of course, the New York Liberty, because that's Leslie's dad. And Leslie's dad had absolutely no idea. you know, absolutely. This is not something. The WNBA, you only have 15 roster spots. And trust me, with helping Blake and Annie and anyone else in the future who wants to play in the WNBA, it's just they're really limited spots. So it's not a popularity contest. You know, it's nothing like that. It's a matter of, you know, are you good enough to play, and do you fit their needs? So, yeah, Craig's a star in his own right, but his daughter's making him look real good right now.
Now, I saw on your Twitter feed a hashtag, which I laughed out loud, hashtag ballers can book too. Yeah. With a degree in neuroscience and a Dartmouth College Hall of Fame. I thought that was pretty creative. You came up with that?
Yeah, you know, because they always say nerds can ball. And I feel like the shift in our program is that we've got, you know, it's truly a hyphen, and it's not, you could call them athlete students or you could call them student athletes. And in our program, they're one and the same. And so, yeah, ballers can book too. And she's a baller that she handed her thesis in. So she got drafted Thursday night, and Friday morning she handed her, you know, 100 plus page senior thesis in. It's just, that's what you do here at Princeton, and she's just a perfect embodiment of that.
And now she's on vacation. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right, so last thing I have is, I guess, what is your advice for her moving on to the pro level?
Trust yourself. You know, I think Blake's going to be a good reference for her because, you know, Blake's now been playing overseas and professionally for 3 years. She's been with 5 teams. And so I think there's a mentality of, you know, like anybody, a new situation, you sort of try to feel it out. Can't do that. There's just, these spots are too limited. You have to trust the work you've put in. It's not about finding your place. It's about, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity. And those are two very different ways to approach it. And I will do all that I can to make sure that when she opens up at the end of the month, 29th of April, that she's ready to take advantage of the opportunity, not be worried about finding her place.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the schedule. The first game is like a month away, May 20th. That's like so soon.
It's so soon. You know, so we'll have two. So Blake's with Atlanta and Leslie's with New York. Mm-hmm. And so I will shuttle between the two to make sure that they know that I'm here for them. So they've made my spring a little bit busier in the best way possible.
And Tuesday, June 19th, the Atlanta is coming to New York. So I'm sure you have that one circled.
As long as I want to make sure that we know, you know, it doesn't mean that it's a failure if Leslie, very rarely do you make a roster your first year, very rarely. Mm-hmm. Last year, no, I'm sorry, 2 years ago, the 8th pick in the draft did not make a team. Wow. Right. And so it's just, these spots are so limited. And so what it does is it gives her way more credibility internationally. Mm-hmm. So she'll get on a much better international program if she doesn't make the team, which will allow for her to get professional experience, which will then make her more attractive in the following year. Mm-hmm. So this is just a beginning of her journey. And, you know, I'm going to make sure she understands that, to trust herself, that no matter what the next step is, it's a part of the journey. And your goal is to wear that jersey. And it's not a one-shot deal. It might take some time and buy into that.